Hello and welcome to the Talking Food with Bidfood podcast, where we dish up the latest ideas, innovations and insights from across the food service industry. I'm Amelia, Senior Marketing Executive at Bidfood, and your host for today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that's not only front of mind, but transforming the way we source, serve and think about food: sustainability. Joining me is Shelley, our brilliant Senior Sustainability Manager here at Bidfood. Shelley lives and breathes this topic and brings a wealth of knowledge on how we as a business are putting sustainability at the heart of what we do and empowering our customers to do the same. We'll be exploring why sustainability matters so much to our mission, the roles of certifications and how they shape our supply chain in order to achieve our customers' sustainability goals. Plus, we'll look beyond labels, discussing innovative products in our catering supplies range that are helping reduce waste and environmental impact, from recyclable packaging to edible alternatives. So whether you're a chef in food procurement or just passionate about doing food differently, settle in as we unpack the ins and outs of products with sustainable benefits and how they're influencing the future of food. Hi Shelley, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Amelia, thanks for having me.
Hi Shelley, so can you introduce yourself and speak a little bit about your role as Senior Sustainability Manager and what your focus is on a day-to-day basis?
Of course, so I'm Shelley Franklin Morris. I've been working at Bidfood for 3 years now. My role supports both the sustainability and technical teams at Bidfood, with half of my time focused on our wider sustainability work, so for example, creating roadmaps, answering customer questions and gathering information from suppliers around the sustainability of their products. Then the other half is working on our product policies to create supplier questionnaires and action plans to advance towards our policy objectives. My particular focus currently is on cage-free eggs, soya and animal welfare.
Okay, great. Now the listeners know you a bit better. Let's dive in. Could you explain why sustainability is such an integral part of our company's mission and values?
So Bidfood recognises that the pressures facing our future are significant. And if we don't tackle these, then we will start to see an impact on our longer term success. We have set ambitious targets, such as a significant reduction in carbon emissions and waste. This proactive approach will help us to mitigate our environmental impacts, as well as support our customers with their sustainability goals. We also recognise that sustainability needs to be holistic. So it's not just environmental impacts we need to focus on, but also the social and economic side of things too. We want a future which is good for people as well as the planet, and that doesn't add significant costs. We serve a lot of price-focused sectors, and they shouldn't be priced out of sustainability.
Thanks, Shelley. That's such a clear explanation of why sustainability is central to everything we do. I really like how you touched on the importance of taking a balanced, realistic approach that benefits both the planet and our customers. I feel like one of the ways we bring this to life is through the products we offer and the standards they meet. So looking at some of the more recognisable certifications out there, say like Fairtrade, Rainforest Alliance, Red Tractor, what is the significance of these in the food industry in general and ultimately for our customers? Why are they so important?
Well, these accreditations serve as trusted benchmarks that verify responsible practices throughout the food supply chain. They have a number of criteria which requires producers to fully review their operations and ensure best practice is in place. And it means consumers can have a bit more control about what they are buying, being provided with the assurance that their ethical and or environmental goals are also being met. It can be really tough for consumers to know if they're buying the best product that meets certain standards, and accreditations can help to give them a bit more control around this. We stock a range of accredited products, which mean customers can choose these above others if they wish. Our Rainforest Alliance products means that the farmers are receiving a certain price, as well as avoiding deforestation and maintaining their land sustainably for customers. These certifications offer a reliable signal that the food they buy aligns with their values, whether it's supporting fair labour practices, reducing environmental impact, or ensuring high safety and quality standards. They simplify the decision-making process by clearly communicating the product's provenance and the ethical practices behind its production. In a broader industry context, these accreditations help to drive continual improvement and innovation, ensuring that sustainability and ethical practices are embedded into production methods. As consumer awareness and expectations for responsible sourcing grow, these certifications become essential tools for creating a reliable and transparent industry.
I'd have to agree. I think these accreditations really do provide customers with the confidence that their choices are making a positive impact. They also help ensure transparency, which I know is important in today's market. So, with that in mind, how do these certifications reflect Bidfood's own commitment to sustainability and ethical practices?
They are great evidence of Bidfood's aim to be a positive force for change. By offering products with recognised standards, we can provide customers with a choice of products with sustainable elements, which give that third-party assurance of achieving certain criteria. These accreditations are not just labels, they represent rigorous assessments by independent organisations that validate producers' efforts in meeting the standards of each one. As customer demand for products produced in more sustainable ways continues to grow, we hope to keep adding to our list with more choices for customers to choose from.
That's a great point. Those certifications really do go beyond just a logo on the pack. They offer a real peace of mind to our customers and show that we're backing up our sustainability commitments with action. You mentioned that these accreditations involve rigorous assessments, so let's dig a little deeper into that. What are some of the key criteria that products actually need to meet in order to achieve these certifications? I know there's quite a few, so maybe if you could just pick a few accreditations.
Yeah, of course, because they do vary depending on certification scheme, and some have higher standards than others. But yeah, some of the main ones that we have in our supply chain include Fair Trade, Rainforest Alliance, Organic, and MSC. So to just run through those ones, Fair Trade looks at providing fair pay and improved labour standards for the products that are produced using that certification. And often it can be found in coffee, sugar, tea, and chocolate products. So things like black and white coffee, for example. Then Rainforest Alliance is similar in a way to Fair Trade. It also supports fair wages, as well as biodiversity protection and sustainable land management. And it's found in a similar range of products as Fair Trade. I also mentioned organic. So that means that products are produced in a way that minimizes the impact on the environment and also ensures the highest animal welfare standards. There are a few different organic certifications, including Soil Association and Organic Farmers and Growers too. And they have slightly different criteria, but all of them mean they avoid synthetic pesticides and fertilizers and do not contain genetically modified materials either. We've got it in our whole milk, also in some of our cookies and pasta. A variety of products with that certification. And MSC stands for Marine Stewardship Council certification, and this is around wild-caught seafood, making sure it's sourced from well-managed, sustainable fisheries. Its criteria includes avoiding overfished stocks, harmful fishing practices, and measures to protect habitats and ecosystems as well. So our cod, pollock, prawn, sole, fish fingers, we have a lot of products that meet this certification.
Let's build on that a little bit then. How do these certifications contribute to tackling key sustainability issues such as reducing deforestation, overfishing, or unethical labour practices? What kind of difference do these certifications make for the environment and the people involved in producing the food?
So accreditations play a major role in addressing environmental challenges, as they have specific criteria which needs to be met that prevents key issues such as deforestation or overfishing. In fact, certified palm oil is over 20% of total global palm oil supply, and MSC, Marine Stewardship Council certification of fish, now certifies over 16% of marine catch. This then helps drive the industry forward, and it also demonstrates customer demand, which can give producers confidence that there is a market for their products if they invest in sustainability practices. Many changes involve huge investment and a level of risk for farmers, so having this assurance can make a big difference to whether they're able to make the change. Also, many certification schemes are investing in research and reviewing best practice to continuously look at what's next for their criteria so they can continue to move the standards in the best direction. For example, FSC, so the certification on forest products, has an impact investment fund which provides funding to forestry or timber projects that also improve ecosystems or can demonstrate benefits of well-managed forests. And Soil Association has projects with a variety of partners that explore solutions to issues and barriers to the industry. Without this, improvements may be slow to be found and implemented and can also be costly. Having certification schemes who can invest in these areas can be really valuable. They also help to educate customers and promote sustainable sourcing. They're able to focus their marketing on those key issues, which can raise them up the agenda, as well as offer a solution to it as well.
So let's bring it closer to home. What kind of measurable impact have our accredited products had on sustainability goals?
So the products we have certified in our range show that they meet strict environmental, social and quality standards and provide that assurance to customers. Many countries do not have the same human rights or environmental standards like we do in the UK. So for products produced using commodities from countries like that, they can give a bit of peace of mind that some of the worst issues in our global food supply chain are being tackled. Child labour and slavery are both major issues in cocoa and coffee, which both Fairtrade and Rainforest Alliance help to tackle. Globally, raising attention about these issues raises the goals of companies buying these products, which then means they set targets and commitments in these areas. A good example of this is deforestation. FSC was founded in 1994 to tackle deforestation, and then later in 2004, RSPO was formed by WWF to tackle deforestation and improve the sustainability of palm oil. Both of these certifications have invested in marketing to raise their respective issues up the agenda of customers. Many companies are now creating policies around this area. Bidfood has a sustainable palm and responsible soy policy, and others have expanded this to a deforestation-free policy across all forest risk commodities too. The certifications help to set the benchmark to achieve across everything, and this helps raise the bar on the standards our food is being produced to. Of course, products don't have to be certified to have a positive impact on the areas they're being sourced from. It can help with peace of mind if you can clearly see the standards involved and what third-party auditing is included. But many companies do have their own programmes in their supply chains which help to progress certain areas. So for Bidfood, we have been working in partnership with our coffee roaster Amos, which is focused on improving sanitation, education and livelihoods for the Sia community in Tanzania. For every case purchased of the Sia Coffee Club beans, £3 goes to the One Foundation to fund clean water and sanitation projects at a school within the community. And then on top of this, we are also supporting youth empowerment coffee growing initiatives at the Sia Coffee Club. So for example, we've helped to build a 6-acre school coffee farm, which contains nearly 17,000 trees. Some of our suppliers also have their own initiatives, such as Mondelez, Cocoa Life and Starbucks Cafe Practices sustainable sourcing programmes.
Thank you. That's such a compelling example of how certifications and even our own partnerships can make a real tangible difference to communities and the planet. There are plenty of products making a positive impact in other ways, like reducing waste or offering plastic-free alternatives. I know our catering supply range has some great examples of this. Can you tell us more about some of the other types of sustainable benefits we're seeing in products like recyclable or biodegradable packaging, edible bowls and seashell straws and so on?
Yeah, that's right. We're starting to see a lot of innovation in this area, which is really great. Products which are part of a circular economy are at the top of the waste triangle. So, of course, reusables are great if they fit in with your business model. Aside from crockery, we have a range of reusable products which can be reused over 1,000 times and could be paired with a deposit scheme to encourage customers to return the items. If this doesn't work for your business, looking for recyclable products is really important for reducing carbon emissions, reducing demand on finite resources, and leaving space in landfills too. We recommend you look at a product holistically. So considering all areas of sustainability and then choosing the best option to go for, as it may be one option has low carbon emissions to manufacture, but it may be more likely to end up as food waste. And of course, you have all the social and ethical elements of product to consider as well. We're starting to see a lot of innovation in this space, as packaging is really tricky. Even if it is recyclable, it doesn't mean it will get recycled, with many plastic products that can be recycled ending up in our rivers and oceans. And compostable products need commercial composting, which isn't that readily available in the UK yet. So companies are starting to make alternatives which address these issues. And the Strudels range we're currently stocking is a great alternative to disposable packaging. We've got edible bowls, cups, straws, stirrers and spoons all available, and it can get eaten along with the food and drink that it's holding. Other innovative products include Cupkind, who have a water-based lining for their coffee cups, which mean they can be recycled or home composted, and they are also from FSC certified sources.
It's amazing to hear how much innovation is happening beyond just accreditations. Those small changes like switching materials or rethinking packaging really do add up. And I mean, as we've seen, sustainability is constantly evolving. So looking ahead, what trends or developments are we keeping an eye on to make sure that we're staying ahead of the curve and continuing to lead the way in the food industry?
We are regularly attending industry events, webinars, and keeping up with news. A big drive at the minute is towards regenerative agriculture, which is seen as a more planet-friendly way of farming as it restores land and soils and minimises the inputs that are needed. Many of our customers are interested in this area, and so we're bringing information together on what our suppliers are doing, as well as listing products that meet this criteria. For example, we've got World Farm products now listed, which use regenerative practices to grow wheat, and we have a range of flours and bakery products also available created from this flour.
It's clear that staying ahead means keeping a close eye on emerging trends and being ready to adapt. And with that future focus in mind, are there any new accreditations or sustainability programs that we're currently exploring? And how do you see our product range evolving as we continue to grow our sustainability credentials?
We are seeing increased customer demand in this area. So one of our first steps is to make sure we have information available on the sustainability of our products so that customers can see and use this in their purchasing decisions. Many customers feel that accreditations provide them with reassurance that their products meet certain criteria, and we expect this to continue to grow in the future. We're also seeing increasing legislation on areas such as deforestation, so certification schemes such as RSPO for palm oil and RTRS for soya are likely to grow as a first step to helping give companies confidence that their products are meeting this criteria.
Thank you. It's exciting to hear how our range could grow and diversify to meet both environmental needs and customer expectations. But of course, offering products with sustainable benefits is only part of the journey. It's also about helping customers understand the value behind them. So how do we help educate and inspire our customers to prioritise accredited products and those with sustainable benefits?
It's really helpful to give more information. So we've created a range of one-page fact sheets that are quick and easy for our customers to get up to speed on certain issues. They have an overview of the area, as well as what Bidfood are doing and where they can find more information. So these can be a really good starting point. We also have a quarterly update, which we provide to account managers who can use this to promote key products with a sustainable element to our customers. This focuses on a different product category or accreditation each time. Our Chef's Kitchen YouTube videos and social media snippets are also often focused on sustainability and encouraging our customers to purchase these products too.
For any food service businesses who are looking to take the next step on their sustainability journey, what advice would you give them when it comes to making more sustainable purchasing decisions?
It can be really easy to focus on the immediate future and profit margins. But there is a growing trend towards more sustainable products, and now is a good time to delve into this area. Products with sustainable elements are becoming more widely available, more affordable and less niche, and can add benefit not only for the planet, but also as a marketing advantage too.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Shelley. Sustainability is no longer a niche. It's becoming such an essential part of business operations for so many. Not only does it benefit the planet, but it can also open up new opportunities for businesses to stay competitive and ahead of the curve. With that in mind, and to wrap things up then, what advice would you give to businesses looking to be more sustainable?
So my advice would be to look at the impacts that your food is having and consider how you can improve these. You might need to spend a bit of time understanding the key issues. We have fact sheets, like I've just mentioned, on our website, which can help with this. It is important to know where your food is coming from and how it's produced. You can then start to minimise any negative impacts that you're having. Usually, many businesses start with improving sustainability in their own operations, which is where they have the most control. Makes perfect sense. However, the larger negative impacts within a food business are likely to be linked to the food. And so they can minimise these impacts through buying products with certifications that are ensuring they're produced to better standards. I think the food industry is just getting started in this area, and there are lots of exciting opportunities to make a positive impact going forwards. Bidfood is keen to make sure we are telling customers about our products with sustainable elements and driving sales in this area, which, along with our product policies, is helping to improve sustainability on a wide range of topics.
Yeah, I think it's clear that sustainability is not just a buzzword for the food industry. It's an ongoing journey, and it's exciting to think about how much more we can do as a company and as an industry. Your advice is a great reminder that even small, thoughtful changes can make a big difference. Thank you so much for joining us, Shelley.
Thank you very much for having me.
Perfect, and that brings us to the end of this episode of Talking Food with Bidfood. A huge thank you to our guest, Shelley Franklin Morris, for joining us and sharing her expert insights into the world of products with sustainable benefits and the positive impact that thoughtful product choices can have across our industry. We hope this conversation has given you a clearer picture of what's behind the labels, what makes products more sustainable, and how these choices can shape a better future for both people and the planet. If you'd like to dig deeper into any of the topics we've covered today, like product accreditations or wider sustainability initiatives, then check out the show notes for more resources and links. And if this has sparked your interest, don't forget to explore our previous episodes on 2025 food trends, the future of fresh food and the food service industry, and other sustainability-driven topics. You'll find them all in our podcast feed. Until next time, goodbye.